Welcome to the Phoenix Health Insurance Podcast. We provide a knowledgeable guide on the complex process of getting the best insurance coverage for you and your family. Phoenix Health and Life Insurance is a local family-owned and operated health and life insurance agency that serves thousands of clients across the state of Arizona.
In this episode, we'll review how to plan for the unexpected and how you can be prepared in case you need long-term care. More than half of all adults will require long-term care, and unfortunately, few are prepared to pay the high costs. Will you need long-term care? And if so, how will you pay for it? Here's what you need to know. First, let's assess the likelihood of long-term care. There's no way to know for certain if you'll need long-term care. However, there are a few factors that increase a person's likelihood of requiring long-term care, and they are gender. On average, women live longer than men, which makes women more likely to require long-term care. There is also social connection. Adults who live alone or who are socially isolated are more likely to require paid care as they age. Check your health status. Chronic health conditions or history of major illness increases risk of requiring long-term care. Obesity also increases the risk of health problems, even if you lose weight before old age. Don't forget about lifestyle. Smoking, drug use, heavy drinking, and poor diet and exercise habits increase risk of disability, as do high-risk recreational activities and physically demanding jobs. And lastly, there is your family history. If you have close family members with health conditions including certain cancers, heart disease, diabetes, and some forms of dementia, you may have a genetic predisposition to the same health issues. A family history of long lives also increases the odds of requiring long-term care because older adults have increased rates of disability. If you're concerned you'll need long-term care, it's never too late to make lifestyle changes. By adopting a healthier lifestyle and stopping high-risk activities, you can reduce your likelihood of late-life disability. Aging adults should also assess risks within their home. According to the World Health Organization, individuals disabled by falling are at major risk for subsequent long-term care and institutionalization. Creating a safe home environment is key to reducing fall risk. Now, let's review your options for paying for long-term care, including savings, insurance, and more. While Medicare covers many health needs in old age, it doesn't cover costs associated with long-term care. For that reason, it's important that adults plan ahead. The best time to plan for long-term care is when you are young and employed. By setting aside extra money for your retirement years, you can build a nest egg adequate to cover living expenses, medical care, and long-term care. However, not everyone is able to save enough to cover the high cost of long-term care. According to Morningstar, 57.5% of adults turning 65 will spend less than $25,000 on long-term care during their lifetime. However, 15.2% will need more than $250,000 to cover their long-term care costs. For most people, paying for long-term care insurance is more feasible than paying for care out of pocket. Don't wait to enroll in a long-term care insurance policy. By enrolling before you reach retirement age, you lock in lower premiums and save money. Long-term care insurance premiums can be paid with funds from a health savings account. The older you are, the more HSA funds you can withdraw to pay long-term care premiums. However, only adults enrolled in a high-deductible health plan, or HDHP, are eligible to open an HSA. Because HDHPs offer limited health coverage, they're best for healthy young adults. If you contribute to an HSA while you're young, you can roll over the funds even if you switch health plans later on. If you're nearing or past retirement age and don't have a long-term care insurance policy or funds to pay for long-term care, you may be wondering how you'll meet your health care needs. If you have a life insurance policy, you have an asset that can be tapped for funds. Rather than continue to pay premiums on an unneeded policy, you can sell a life insurance policy to free up funds for long-term care expenses. For many aging adults, this is a more attractive option than selling a home or applying for a reverse mortgage. Remember, it's best to be prepared for the unexpected. Consult with the experienced agents at Phoenix Health and Life Insurance to review all the options at your disposal. Whether you're 30 or 60, it's important to plan for your long-term care needs. Failing to plan for long-term care threatens your health and financial security in old age and puts financial strain on your family. While it's never too late to start thinking about long-term care, the earlier you begin saving and planning, the better off you'll be. At Phoenix Health and Life Insurance, our goal is to ensure that you get the comprehensive long-term care insurance coverage you need at a price point that fits your budget. With a wide range of top-rated carriers and long-term insurance plans available, you can rest assured our licensed health insurance agents in Phoenix will find the best option for you. For the best long-term care insurance plans in Arizona, consult with our Phoenix insurance agents. Let our team help you shop for your healthcare plans today. Call Phoenix Health and Life Insurance at 623-516-8300 or visit us online at phxhealthinsurance.com.
Thank you for listening to the Phoenix Health Insurance Podcast. Obtaining health and life insurance can be very confusing and stressful. Fortunately, our team of licensed agents can assist you in finding a policy that is tailored for you and your family. Contact Phoenix Health and Life Insurance today, and we'll help you find the coverage you need.